To finance and consumer group Choice has welcome moves by the Reserve Bank to stop companies profiteering from credit card transactions. From January next year, merchants will only be able to charge reasonable fees on transactions which reflect the cost of actually providing the service. Now, Choice says the move will bring an end to what it describes as excessive credit card surcharges. It says some companies have been using surcharges to raise revenue.
Spain's economy is continuing to struggle despite this week's $125 billion Eurozone bailout. The ratings agency Fitch says it's downgraded another 18 Spanish banks just a day after cutting its ratings on the two biggest banks.
Now, Fitch says it remains concerned the loan portfolios of certain banks will further deteriorate despite that bailout. Let's go to the markets, and the Dow Jones closed up 163 points overnight. The Nasdaq put on 33, the S&P 500 15 points higher, and across in London, the FTSE was 41 points at the closing bell. Checking commodity prices, West Texas crude is trading at $83.33 a barrel, Tapis crude's at $101.84 a barrel, and gold at $1,610 an ounce. The Australian dollar is creeping back slowly towards parity with the US dollar. It's almost up to 80 US euro cents, and it's also buying 64 pence sterling.